由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
Thank you very much for tuning in to this broadcast.
非常之感谢你收听这个节目《天路导向》。
We are glad you tuned in.
我们很高兴你能够收听的。
We have been going through a series of messages entitled The Blessings of Surrender.
一路我们这排都是讲一个系列信息。个系列信息的名字叫做献身之福，或者叫做降服之福的。
In our last broadcast, we left Elisha's servant under attack in a panic.
在上一集我们就讲到说以利沙的仆人因为受到围攻而是很惊惶很紧张的。
Elisha's associate was saying, Wait a minute, who is with us?
这个以利沙的同伴呢，他心里面就在想，怎么办呢？有哪个能够帮助我们呢？
It's only you and me, prophet of God.
他说这里只是得我和你，我们只不过是神的先知来的。
My listening friends, when you are in the center of the will of God like Elisha was,
亲爱的听众朋友，如果你好像以利沙一样，是行在神的旨意里面呢？
Even in the heat of the battle, God shows you visions that nobody else can see.
咁啊，就算你系身处喺好激烈嘅争战里边，神都会让你睇见异象，而嗰啲嘅异象咧系人哋睇唔见嘅。
Job was given his greatest vision of God under pressures that almost killed him.
嗱，旧约里边嘅约伯咧，就系喺生命。处于一个很危急有很大的压力底下的情况那里，神是给他看见伟大的异象的。
Daniel showed the world that Yahweh vindicates his own even in the den of lions.
但以理让到世界知道耶和华能够从狮子坑里面去保护属他的人免受伤害。
Paul wrote some of his greatest epistles while chained in a Roman dungeon.
保罗被困锁在这个罗马的监狱里面，却是能够写出伟大的使徒书信。
John saw the glorified Christ and the eternal destiny of the world while exiled on the island of Patmos.
使徒约翰被放逐去到拔摩海岛的时候，他看见荣耀的基督和这个世界永恒的结局。
And here, in the midst of satanic oppression and satanic attack,
而在这里，以利沙在撒旦的压迫和撒旦的攻击底下，
Elisha sees the angelic hosts of heaven coming down to protect him.
他看见有天使天军来保护他。
Elisha sees the angelic host of heaven coming down to defend him.
以利沙他看见天使天君降临守护着他。
Long before his associate could even understand what he was talking about,
在他的同伴能够明白他所讲的说话之前，他已经是看得见了。
Elisha saw the guards of heaven surrounding and protecting him.
以利沙看见四周围有天上的保安队伍正在护卫着他自己。
Elisha saw the protection so clearly that when the young man was sweating in fear,
当那个后生仔他害怕到飙冷汗的时候，以利沙已经是清楚看见神的保护了。
Elisha was able to say calmly to him, Don't be afraid, those who are with us,are more than those who are against us.
所以呢，以利沙就能够对这个后生仔讲，不需要惧怕，同我们同在的比同那些人同在的更加多。
Probably in his quiet time that morning,
可能在他早晨安静的时候呢，
The Lord told Elisha of how he was going to deliver him.
神已经话给以利沙听，他是一定会保护会拯救以利沙的。
When you are at the center of the will of God,
当你是行在神的旨意里面，
you don't run around telling everybody who would listen.
你不需要呢是四周围走，在那打锣打鼓呢，叫人去听你的说话。
When you are at the very center of the will of God,
当你是行在神的旨意里面的时候，
you know and believe and practice the divine truth.
你清楚知道，并且你亦都相信，而且咧仲系实践圣经嘅真理。
You know that the sovereign God is going to take all of this oppression and the attacks and bring something wonderful out of it.
你知道嗰位大有权能嘅神咧，系会消除一切嘅逼迫、一切嘅攻击，并且喺当中咧去彰显佢奇妙嘅作为嘅。
When you are at the very center of the will of God.
当你是行在神的旨意里面的时候，
You do not say, Oh, please feel sorry for me.
你不需要说，哎呀，求你可怜我啦。
But rather you would say with the Apostle Paul,
反而呢，你会去讲出使徒保罗所讲的说话。
In all things, God is working his sovereign purpose out, and no one can touch me.
是讲什么说话呢？就是说神叫一切事都按照他至高的旨意而行，并且是没有人敢向我下手的。
No one can harm me.
没有人能够加害于我的。
Because I am in the very center of the will of God.
因为我是行在神的旨意当中的。
Elisha understood that not everyone could see what he saw.
以利沙他很清楚明白到，不是人人都可以看见他所看见的。
So what did he do?
那他又怎样做呢？
He prayed.
他就去祷告了。
Look at verse 17.
请你看第17节呢。
Oh Lord, I pray, open his eyes so that he may see.
经文记载呢，说以利沙在这里祷告说，耶和华，求你开这个少年人的眼目，令到佢能够睇得见。
And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw.
咁耶和华咧就开佢嘅眼目，佢就睇得见啦。
And behold, the mountains were filled with horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
睇见咩咧？就系睇见满山啊，都有火驹火马系围绕住以利沙嘅。
My listening friends,
亲爱的听众朋友，
Elisha's man was probably busy ministering and running around.
这位以利沙的仆人呢，他可能呢是整天都在忙着侍奉，在东奔西走的。
He did not have time to hear God.
他可能忙到呢是没有时间去安静地聆听神的声音。
While Elisha's man was busy with activities, God's man was on his face and on his knees.
当这个以利沙的仆人，他正在望着各式各样的活动的时候，神人以利沙就很谦卑地在神的面前去亲近神。
Elisha was living in the invisible realm and living by faith.
以利沙他是靠着信心活在那个不是用肉眼能够看得见的领域里面的。
And that is why when the attack came, Elisha was able to pray effectively for his servant.
所以当攻击临到的时候，以利沙能够很有效地去为他的仆人祷告。
His servant's spiritual eyes were opened in order to see the chariots of fire.
神开了他仆人属灵的眼睛，令到他能够看见火驹火马。
He saw the host of God fighting on behalf of his master.
他看见神的天军来为他的主人征战。
When you and I catch the glimpse of heaven,
如果你同我能够咧系睇一睇，就算系望一眼都好，系望见天堂嘅景象嘅话咧
，Our life will assume a different and new dimension。
我哋嘅生命就会变得截然不同，而能够咧系进入一个崭新嘅境界里边啦。
Miracles will take place。
将会咧系有神迹发生嘅。
And those around us who are spiritually blind will begin to see。
在我们身边的人，属灵的眼睛本来是盲目的，也都将会是得以看得见。
But above all, when you are in Christ Jesus, you are invulnerable.
而最可贵的地方就是，你如果是在耶稣基督里面的话，就不会受到伤害了。
Why?
为什么我这样说呢？
Because when you are in Christ, the greater the battle, the greater the victory.
因为啊，当你系喺耶稣基督里边嘅话咧，征战越系激烈，咁个战果咧就越系辉煌啦。
The fiercer the opposition, the sweeter the triumph。
对抗越系猛烈嘅话，咁得胜嘅滋味咧就越系甘甜啦。
The more vicious the attack, the deeper our spiritual experience becomes。
面临嘅攻击越系恶劣，咁属灵嘅经历咧就越深刻啦。
Let me illustrate.
嗱，我举一个例子嚟讲啊。
In 1845, at a Christian convention,
喺1845年一个嘅基督教嘅会议上边
，they had a huge motto that would be worthwhile for us to memorize.
嗰度咧有一幅好巨大嘅横额，里边咧系有一句嘅标语咧，系令人留低好深刻嘅印象嘅。
The men.Who see the invisible?
嗰度话睇见嗰啲眼未能够睇见嘅。
They also hear the inaudible.
去听见嗰啲耳朵唔能够听见嘅。
Believe the incredible.
相信嗰啲难以置信嘅。
And think the unthinkable.
去思想嗰啲难以想象嘅。
A man who took the gospel to China tells the following incident.
有一位去中国传福音的宣教士呢，就讲到一次的经历。
One day he was a struggling Christian who wondered if he was doing anything worthwhile.
他曾经呢，内心是有所挣扎，在度怀疑自己身为基督徒，他所做的是不是有价值的呢？
Then another missionary sent him a letter telling him about the deeper life in Christ, the spirit-filled life.
咁后屘咧，有另一位嘅宣教士咧，就写信俾佢，就话俾佢听喺基督里边嘅生命咧，要尽心，就一定咧要让圣灵去充满。
The letter told him about the power of God in spiritual warfare。
喺信里边提到咧，喺属灵征战当中啊，可以去经历神嘅大能。
When the director experienced this truth for himself, he said the following.
咁当呢个人佢亲身体验到呢一个事实之后咧，佢就话啦
：，We are supernatural people born again by the Spirit。
佢话我哋系超自然嘅人类，系由圣灵重生嘅。
We wage a supernatural fight。
我哋正喺度咧进行一场嘅超自然嘅征战。
And are taught by a supernatural teacher。
有一位超自然嘅老师教导我哋。
Led by a supernatural captain who assures us of victory.
并且呢是由一位超自然的队长去带领我们，所以呢我们一定有必胜的把握的。
So when the Syrians came down to Elisha,
那当叙利亚的军队，即是亚兰王的军队来到以利沙那里的时候呢，
Elisha prayed to the Lord in verse 18.
那在第十八节呢，以利沙就向主祷告话了。
Strike these people, I pray, with blindness, and they were struck with blindness according to the word of Elisha.
他说求你使这些人的眼目昏迷，那耶和华呢就照以利沙的说话，令到那班的军队呢是眼目昏迷了。
Listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
请你细心的、留心的听我跟着要讲的。
Elisha was not a man who only spent 10 minutes in prayer that morning.
以利沙咧，佢唔单止喺上昼喺早晨嘅时候咧，好似我哋一般人咁样祷告十分钟咁简单。
My friends, when you are in the center of the will of God,
亲爱的朋友，当你是行在神的旨意里面的时候，
You don't have to defend yourself.
你不需要是去保护自己的。
God's vindication of his servant Elisha was twofold.
神对他的仆人以利沙的那个的保护，那个的保守呢，是可以包括两方面的。
Let's look at it carefully.
我们再仔细一点去看一看是哪两方面呢？
First,
第一方面就是
God's man was delivered.
就是说神呢是会拯救属于他的人的。
When Elisha prayed, God acted.
当以利沙一祈祷呢，咁神就行动了。
Why?
点解咁样讲呢？
Because he was in the very center of the will of God.
因为以利沙佢系行喺神嘅旨意当中嘅。
Elisha knew how to pray in accordance with the will of God.
以利沙佢清楚知道点样按照神嘅旨意去祷告。
He spent enough time with God to know what prayer God wanted to hear.
他时时呢都亲近神，所以他知道神的心意是怎样。
God will always vindicate his faithful people.
神呢是会时时去保护他忠心的子民的。
If not immediately, then ultimately.
神呢是始终啊都会保护他们，就算神不是即时保护，但是神始终呢都是会保护他们的。
Once I found myself in a situation when people who were in authority over me maligned me and said false things about me.
我曾经呢是被人呢是特别是被一些有权势的人呢是诽谤，是恶意重伤的。
I would go to the Lord in prayer.
咁我咧就会咧系去到神面前去向神祷告。
And the Lord would say to me, "Don't say a word."
神就对我讲，唔好去为自己咧去辩护、去辩白啲乜嘢。
In one of these situations, it took 2 years before the truth finally came out.
咁喺嗰种嘅情况底下，即系话嗰种俾人恶意诽谤、重伤嘅情况底下咧，经过咗2年之后啊，先至真相大白、水落石出。
But the Lord vindicated me.
但是在这个过程当中，神一直都保护着我。
I did not have to defend myself.
我是不需要为自己呢去辩护，不需要呢是为自己去辩白的。
In our text,
在这一段我们研读的经文里面呢，
we see that not only was God's man delivered,
我们看见不单止呢神是会拯救属于他的人，
But secondly, God's enemies were defeated.
而第二方面呢，就是与神为敌的人呢，是注定会失败的。
Look at verse 23.
请看第23节啊。
So the bands of the Syrian raiders came no more into the land of Israel.
那里说，从此亚兰军呢，就不再犯以色列境了。
This is the same with you and with me.
你同我咧都会系一样嘅。
Through the victory that Jesus gives us, we can always render the enemy harmless.
只要我哋藉住主耶稣基督，就可以咧系得胜我哋嘅仇敌，唔会咧系再受到伤害。
Why?
点解咁样讲咧
？Because when Jesus hung on the cross, he rendered Satan to be ineffective.
因为当主耶稣他是钉十字架的时候，他已经是击败了撒旦，令到撒旦的攻击是无效的了。
Jesus rendered Satan useless and toothless.
主耶稣他消灭了撒旦的权势，令到他不再张牙舞爪了。
Thank you.
Listen to me closely, please, my listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你留心听啊。
Unless you deliberately give Satan a stronghold in your life,
除非你故意容许撒旦去占据你的生命。
Unless you deliberately live in disobedience to God,
除非你故意去违背神。
Unless you refuse to use the spiritual weapons that God has given you,
除非你拒绝使用神所赐的属灵军装。
Satan is ineffective in trying to attack you.
撒旦是不能够加害于你的。
To the child of God who walks in the Spirit of God,
神的儿女有圣灵同行。
Satan can bark, but he cannot bite.
撒旦呢，他只能够咆哮，但是就不能够将你咬伤。
Satan can roar, but he cannot hurt.
撒旦只能够怒哮，但是呢，就不能够伤害你。
Satan can plot, but he can never succeed.
撒旦只能够设计呢，去谋害，但是呢，却是不能够成功的。
Satan can try to display his chariots.
撒旦他只能够呢，摆开个阵势在威吓你。
But you will have chariots of fire to defend you.
但是你就有火驹火马来保护你。
Listen to what Revelation 12:11 said.
请听启示录十二章十一节，新约圣经启示录十二章十一节是怎样讲的？
That the faithful Christian overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
那里说忠心的基督徒呢，胜过他是因为羔羊的血和自己所做的见证。
The very word overcome means to render the enemy useless.
胜过的意思呢，就是令到敌人失去了功能。
A few years ago, there was a man from India who went to live in Paris, France.
几年前有一个人从印度搬到去法国的巴黎居住。
He immediately got mixed up with the wrong crowd.
他一去到那里呢，就结交了一些猪朋狗友。
He became demon-possessed.
甚至呢，是被邪灵附体。
He was used as a medium and channeler in all kinds of satanic activities.
他还被人呢，是利用成为了邪教活动的灵媒。
Then he was converted to Christ.
咁后来呢，他就信了耶稣了。
And the devil didn't like it.
但是魔鬼撒旦呢，当然是很不甘心啦。
So evil spirits began to oppress the man and attack him.
於是邪灵就开始去逼迫去攻击他了。
As a new Christian, he did not understand spiritual warfare.
他刚刚才成为基督徒，所以就不明白属灵的征战是怎样的一回事。
For months, the evil spirits would wake him up night after night.
有好几个月的时间，他每晚都是被邪灵搅扰，没办法安睡的。
He rarely got 30 minutes of consecutive sleep.
好难得呢，先至系瞓到30分钟。
Tangible hands would touch him.
佢就觉得呢，有只手嚟摸佢。
Tangible manifestations of the devil's presence afflicted him.
魔鬼现身嚟去折磨佢。
He prayed, but he got no relief.
佢向神祷告，但系呢，就唔能够解脱，唔能够脱离呢个魔爪。
Then a Christian friend taught him how to overcome by the power of the blood.
后来有一位的基督徒朋友教他依靠耶稣宝血的能力去得胜。
At the moment he would get attacked,
就在他呢被攻击的一刻,
he would claim the blood of Jesus.
他呢就宣告耶稣基督的宝血。
He would plead the blood of Jesus Christ.
他求耶稣的宝血呢是去保护他。
And the evil spirits would flee.
咁结果咧，这个邪灵就逃跑咗啦。
Thus he received complete deliverance.
所以咧，佢就得到完完全全嘅拯救啦。
Elisha prayed for God's supernatural power.
以利沙佢祈求神嘅超自然能力。
Then he prayed that God would open the eyes of his associates.
咁然后咧，佢就求神去开佢仆人嘅眼睛。
Elisha wanted his servant to be able to see the spiritual hosts of heaven who were fighting on their behalf.
以利沙希望他的仆人能够看见 天军是为他们作战的。
Can you imagine the panic and the paralysis which overwhelmed the king of Syria and his army?
你能够想象得到阿兰王和他的军队当时惊惶失措的样子？
But there's something else that I want to tell you that also is very important.
但是呢，我要讲给你听一件非常重要的事。
Elijah could have given one word and the Syrians would have been massacred in cold blood.
其实只要以利沙讲一句说话，那亚兰王的军队就会全军覆没的了。
But Elisha understood that behind the Syrian army there were spiritual hosts of wickedness.
但是以利沙他明白到在这个亚兰王的军队背后，其实是受控于这个灵界邪恶的势力的。
My listening friends,
亲爱的听众朋友，
behind our flesh and blood enemies there is satanic force.
在有血有肉的敌人背后，其实是有魔鬼撒旦的势力的。
You and I can only win not by applying human techniques of vengeance and anger and wrath.
我们要取得真正的胜利，并不是以人为的报复、愤怒和仇恨的方式。
We can only win by using the spiritual weapons of prayer and praise.
只有是靠着祷告和赞美的属灵武器才可以得胜的。
We can win by putting on the whole armor of God.
只要我们是穿上神所赐的全副的属灵军装才可以获胜。
Please listen carefully as I conclude.
请你是留心听，我现在就要去讲我的结论了。
Walking in holiness and righteousness and obedience to God is not only glorifying to God.
行在圣洁公义同埋服从神旨意里边咧，唔单止能够荣耀神。
It is the very essence of overcoming satanic forces.
更加系胜过撒旦势力嘅要素嚟嘅。
Listen to what 1 John 5:18 said.
请听约翰一书五章十八节嗰度讲嘅嘢。
We know that anyone born of God does not habitually sin.
嗰度话，我哋知道凡系从神生嘅，一定唔会犯罪。
But he who was born of God, God himself protects him, and the evil one does not touch him.
从神而生嘅系神咧，一定会去保守佢，令到恶者咧冇办法去伤害佢嘅。
You can live the life of one foot in the world and one foot with Christ.
你当然咧系可以咧系一脚踏两船，过住一半属世、一半属灵嘅生活。
But don't count on victory and overcoming.
但是你不要寄望可以得胜啊。
Or you can walk in the Spirit and in the power of the Spirit of God.
或者你是行在圣灵的能力当中的。
And thus be assured of God's victory and triumph.
那你就会有胜利的保证了。
My prayer is that you would choose holiness.
我向神祈求你愿意选择圣洁的生活。
So that you may experience the joy of overcoming.
咁样你就可以经历到得胜嘅喜乐啦。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你，我哋下集再会。